Hi, my name is Lewis Howes, and welcome to the Daily Motivation Show.
Calling all conscious achievers who are seeking more community and connection, I've got an invitation for you. Join me at this year's Summit of Greatness, this September 7th through 9th in my hometown of Columbus, Ohio, to unleash your true greatness. This is the one time a year that I gather the greatness community together in person for a powerful, transformative weekend. People come from all over the world, and you can expect to hear from inspiring speakers like Inky Johnson, Jaspreet Singh, Vanessa Van Edwards, Jen Sincero, and many more. You'll also be able to dance your heart out to live music, get your body moving with group workouts, and connect with others at our evening socials. So if you're ready to learn, heal, and grow alongside other incredible individuals in the greatness community, then you can learn more at lewishowes.com/summit2023. Make sure to grab your ticket, invite your friends, and I'll see you there.
What are your thoughts on this? Having a dream that is inside of your soul for years that you never fully commit to, what does that do to us if we continue on for the rest of our life, never fully going all in on our dreams?
I think it obviously reinforces the idea of incompetence, or it reinforces the idea that you are incapable of following through. And I feel like we have an obligation to follow that, or as you say, put it aside. Look, we all know in the grim economies of our lives, if we were to put aside staring at some senseless social media platform and give that time to learn in Spanish, we'd speak Spanish by now.
Or we'd be fluent, you know, so like, in four languages.
yeah. But that's why someone like, you know, Tony Robbins is so sort of, you fit, because that man, he just makes those choices. Mm-hmm. Like, have you ever heard him tell the story about how he like learned polo? He's just like, that's what yes. I learned polo. Whenever I'm walking my dog, I feel like, and I'm friends with Tony, and I've told him this. I say, like, whenever I'm walking my dog or anything, like, I feel like, oh, this is not, Tony wouldn't be doing this. Tony be learning something now. Well, you know, you could be learning Spanish while you walk the dog. he's powerful, but he's a one-off, let's face it.
You know, he eliminates excuses. He just says there is no room, and he goes all in on his desires. It's pretty powerful. One of the things I think that holds a lot of people back, myself included, is when we doubt ourselves, when we don't believe in our own abilities or what we're capable of creating in the future. What do you think are some ways that we can overcome self-doubt to gain that real confidence, not fake confidence, but overcome the doubts that hold us back from, you know, asking that person out or going after that career opportunity or just saying, I'm gonna go after what I want in my life?
Self-doubt can be critical, Lewis, because it can be a component of awareness. I feel that the answer must always be the embarkation on a spiritual life. It's difficult, isn't it, in this world of personal development that we find ourselves in, for us not to take on the tropes and objectives of a culture that I think at this point we need to be querying and looking to move away from. We've all been deeply inculcated to believe that the pursuit of happiness is contingent upon the attainment of our petty, trivial desires. But real happiness is contingent on being free from those petty, trivial mm-hmm. desires. You know, see if someone's like that doesn't know, you know, can't pluck up the confidence to ask someone out, or can't pluck up the confidence to pursue their dream or whatever. For me, I don't feel like it's my job to operate at the intersection of, well, come on, believe in yourself. You're as good as anyone else. You'll never know unless you try. You know, I don't think that's my job. My job is like, why do you think you want this? What do you think it's going to do for you? What do you want really? What do you really want? What do you really want? What is it you are looking for? I don't feel like our job is to train people to bend themselves into a shape where they can succeed within these systems. I think our job is to train people so that they learn to challenge these systems, to create fairer systems that are not solely built upon the fulfillment of individual goals. Serve the thing you are pursuing. You know, if it's like you really want to go out of a boy or a girl, why? Are you looking to serve them, or do you think they're going to somehow solve or absolve you? You see them as some salve? Or if you're after some dream, why? Is it because you don't feel like you're good enough or you're worthy? I would say this, that you are beautiful, that you are enough, that you deserve to feel content and happy. But you have to be willing to surrender everything. You have to be willing to accept that what you think you should get might not be right. Where did it come from, that idea? Having experienced the type of celebrity that I experienced, I've met people that, as I'm sure you have, that are in at the apex, the zenith. They have enjoyed it. They have been to Kublai Khan. They've had it. They're in there drowning in riches and drowning indeed, because it's not real. It's not real. Never lose sight of the fact that we are in limitless space in every direction. Never lose sight of the fact that in the subparticular world, the rules of physics as we previously understood them are falling apart. Never lose sight of the fact that our senses are limited and we can only see 0.63% of the electromagnetic range, that we are operating essentially in darkness, that the neural activity that we experience that constitutes our reality is only a tiny percentage of the potential of our own brain, let alone the potential brain of God. Wouldn't it be a coincidence if we were issued with all of the senses necessary to experience total reality? Isn't it more likely that we think of reality as just being the circumference of our sensual world? So there are limitless experiences as yet unhad, and many of them lay in the realm of mystery. Engage with the mystery, meditate, pursue these spiritual disciplines. Don't rely entirely on the material path. This is not like, you know, neglect the body or hate the body. Love the body. We are in this material world. We are God made flesh. We are having this experience in bodies. But I don't think you can take what this culture is offering you as a solution and think that it will be a solution. You'll be disappointed. The map is not the territory. The map is not the territory. When you get there, it's not like that. Start where you are. Start with you now.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of The Daily Motivation, and I hope you have an amazing rest of your day. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to click the link in the description that will take you to the full episode of our main podcast on the School of Greatness. And if you are loving The Daily Motivation, please follow us over on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, and leave us a review over on Apple Podcasts right now. And if you want more exclusive content and ad-free listening experience, make sure to subscribe to our Greatness Plus channel on Apple Podcasts right now. And if you want to get even more inspiration from our world-class guests and learn how to improve your life and take it to the next level, then make sure to sign up for the Greatness newsletter and get it delivered right to your inbox over at greatness.com/newsletter. Again, have an amazing day, and I'll see you tomorrow with another episode of the Daily Motivation Show.